Eier du din egen bedrift? Da betalingsløsningen fra SumUp det du har drømt om. Hold styr på alt fra ordrer, betalinger og kvitteringer, til refusjoner, salgstall og produktkataloger. SumUp gir deg kontroll på alt på ett og samme sted. Kjøp SumUp og selvkjøp.
En podcast fra Podplay.
VG-lista topp 40. Podcast.
So, let me ask you first of all, how are you?
I am really good. You know what? Today is my final date of the European tour. We have done about 10 cities in about 12 days.
Yeah.
So
intense.
Yeah, quite intense. But I'm really glad that I'm finishing with a sold out show in Oslo. I've been coming here since I was 19. The first time was with Rudimental. When I was 19, we did VG Lister.
Right, yeah.
And then I've done it a bunch of times with Matoma.
Right.
I'm pretty sure I met the royal family here once.
Yeah.
Thanks to Matoma as well.
Yeah,
So I've done a lot of stuff here, and it's always such a joy to be back. And not only be back, but be back with my own headline sold-out show. So, yeah, I'm so grateful to be here.
Yeah, because did I understand this correctly? Like, this is your first, like, headline, like, your own tour, like, in Europe? Or
yeah, and it's crazy. I've been in the music industry since I was 18. I'm 30 now.
Yeah.
So it feels really great to be back here and have my own headline tour. I mean, I think coronavirus put us back. It affected our industry probably.
Yeah.
Worse than any other industry there was.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, our government told us all to retrain.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like find new jobs, basically.
Find new jobs if you're in music or events.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't know what I was going to do.
No, what were you thinking?
Like, I was going to move to China and start a panda sanctuary.
Really? That's a good idea.
Does anyone know any pandas?
Yeah. It's always nice to have a plan B, right?
Yeah. That's a really odd one, though, right?
Yeah.
But luckily, you know, I'm back here and I'm... You know, it's so beautiful to sell out as well. And, you know, I can't wait to see how many people know the songs.
Right.
It's been really interesting, like playing, you know, essentially 12 years of music,
mm-hmm.
And seeing how much came over this way and how much was just UK based.
Yeah.
So, I'm really excited. I'm looking forward to singing False Alarm with everybody.
Yeah. We love that song over here. Obviously, that's one of my favorites too, like all my personal favorites.
Thanks.
No, but thank you. Okay, so now you're on the road and like it's very hectic and there's like shows like every other night. Like, so how do you any like pre-show rituals you do to kind of like calm down and just, you know?
I actually try and stay as calm as possible. So I don't listen to any music before I go on.
Right.
I tend to not be that calm and be panicking because usually I'm rushed and late.
Yeah.
And I'm like, there's 30 minutes to stage. I have to do a full vocal warm-up.
Yeah.
The songs that I'm singing are very big and intense. You know, Wish You Well in particular, Wish You Well by Sagala. I mean, that's just one big held note for about 3.5 minutes.
Yeah.
So I have to make sure my voice is up to scratch. I pride myself on being a really good live vocalist.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to make sure that I am delivering a good vocal. And that means that I have to be very warm before I step up on stage.
Yeah. So that's the most important part.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And now, like, you have an album on the way, and we've gotten a little taste with Outside of Love. You call it, like, a frustrated and isolated love song. That's what you call it.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder what you mean by that.
Well, it's funny, actually. So the brand new album is coming out on the 31st of May. It's my second album. It's called Believe Me Now.
Yep.
With a question mark. The question mark's quite important.
Yeah. Are you supposed to say, do you believe me now?
Yes.
Right.
I'm really interested to see how I'm going to pronounce this as well when I start talking about it. It's called Believe Me Now.
Yes.
But Outside of Love is like one of my first solo records where I don't have a producer featured.
Yeah.
Which is a huge deal for me. Mm-hmm. The last record was Sunny Federa. My Heart Goes was with Topic. Obviously, I did a tune with Matoma with False Alarm. David Guetta has been one of my features on my records.
Yeah.
And this is actually the first kind of time that I've stepped out on my own. The song, I wrote it in a writing camp. And for those people that don't know what that is, it's like a complex of studios with different producers and songwriters in different rooms. And you essentially go around and you write 5 songs in a day and you kind of dip in and out. Now, this song, I started off, I would have a meeting every morning with all my songwriters and be like, look, this is what I want to write about. And the week started off with, everything's great, I'm so in love.
Yep.
I want to write happy love songs about being with somebody. And by about day 2 or 3, I was like, everything's going really bad. My partner, I've been with him for 8 years. We're getting married next year. So
congratulations.
It worked out. It was a happy ending. Thank you.
Okay, good.
And I was every year, because he books festivals. That's how we met. And every year he gets very stressed and completely puts his walls up and blocks me out.
Mm.
And I think at the time that he was doing that, I didn't really know why. And I took it very personally, and I just felt like he'd completely fallen out of love with me.
Right.
And I remember having a conversation with him being like, is it me? And he was like, I don't know. And obviously that answer was like,
oh my God, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I remember just thinking, I'm like sat next to you and I feel so unbelievably lonely. Mm. And I hadn't actually heard that in a song for a long time. That idea that you could be, and that kind of transcends to like parties I've been at, where I've been surrounded by people and yet I still feel so alone.
Yeah.
And I wanted to write a song about that whole experience. And I worked with a guy called Mike Kintish, who I wrote a song called I Could Get Used to This with, Charlotte Haining, who I wrote My Heart Goes with, and new producers Parisi, who are an Italian duo, they're brothers. And I told this story to them and I was nearly in tears. I had to like remove myself from the session just to gather myself.
Right.
And we wrote Outside of Love, and I remember thinking, I really needed this session today.
Yeah.
And I actually really needed this song to be able to put into words how I feel. And I really hope other people can resonate with the idea that even in long-term relationships, there are still times where you feel like you are completely on different pages, and you just can't find a meeting point where you can connect.
That's so interesting. And I wonder, like, how do you feel lucky that you have music and the ability to write when you are in situations like that? I mean, like, because communication in a relationship is so important, right? So if you can't communicate when he's very busy and you got your thing going on, like, how lucky are you that you got music, right?
Oh my God, like, I wake up every day thinking that I'm in a coma, and I'm going to wake up and I will be working a normal job that I absolutely hate, like my parents did for so long.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess, you know, for me, this tour in particular, if we take the tour, for example, it has been incredibly hard work. Like, tours are notoriously grueling.
Yeah.
But I've been to cities I've never been before. I've been able to take my fiance with me. I work with my best friend. So we all just had little tiny pockets where we were able to explore places and actually find the joy within the carnage.
Yeah.
But in terms of writing music, I love performing and writing in equal measure. And I guess for me, it feels so cathartic being able to write something that I feel like won't just help out me and my own personal problems, but has the opportunity to have that effect on other people as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Hopefully.
Vent litt, kontrabeskjed her. Han har ID-kort i bank-ID-appen. Jeg gjentar ID-kort i bank-ID-appen. Wow. Nei, bli der du Lasse. Ikke kom til kassa.
Ja da, nå kan du bruke bank-ID som legitimasjon på butikken. Aktiver ID-kortet i bank-ID-appen i dag, og bruk det på Kiwi, Meny, Joker, Spar, Nærbutikken og Bunnpris. Det var vel alle med.
VG-lista topp 40. Top 40 podcast.
I found
it. What have you read?
No, but I found an interview, and you were talking about like that one quote I found was, if you didn't get Glastonbury next year, and I guess that was in, so 2022, yeah?
This was 2022,
that
yes.
You would quit music. Like, first of all, is that an actual quote? Did you say that?
I said that a few times, I think.
Oh, you did?
I wasn't sure I ever said it in an interview, but clearly I did.
Somebody picked it up.
I said it to everyone around me. I was like, I don't get Glastonbury next year. I guess for me, I mean, it sounds a bit spoiled when you take it out of context like that, you know, like, oh, well, if I don't play this, I'm going to give my job up. But actually, I think if I give you some context on this thing, it's like, I've been in the music industry since I was 18 years old. I've done some huge records. I've worked with, you know, Lose Control in particular was a massive, massive record. And I felt like that song did more for the producers that made the beat than it did for me, who wrote the song and sang it.
Yeah.
And I found that throughout multiple stages of my career, you know, False Alarm, I wrote that song and I kind of felt like, although Matoma is a lovely, lovely guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I did feel like that didn't necessarily raise massive awareness of me in Norway. Mm-hmm. You know, I worked with a guy called Topic on a record of mine called My Heart Goes. I don't necessarily feel that did... Actually, that's a lie because that was my own record.
Right.
But
right.
I guess in my early stages of my career, I was just seen as a feature vocalist.
Yeah.
I was never seen as an artist in my own right.
Right.
And I was doing these records and they were huge, and it was doubling the workload and fees that these producers got. Mm. And I was still doing shows where I wasn't making any money. In fact, in some cases, I was losing money.
Right.
And it became very frustrating for me because there wasn't really any other women doing what I was doing in the dance sector.
Mm-hmm.
And I really felt like I had to fight. So I think when it got to 2022 and I was playing some of the biggest UK festivals, the one I wanted to do was Glastonbury.
Yeah, that the was biggest, like a goal.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, not only the biggest festival in the UK, but potentially one of the biggest festivals and prolific festivals in the UK, in the world.
Yeah.
So trust me, I was very, very glad to get that offer through the door.
Yeah.
And I had the best time. But it's the same with Lollapalooza. Like, I did Lollapalooza in Stockholm last year,
mm-hmm.
and it really felt like a massive deal for me to be invited down to that festival and to be playing in front of people that I wouldn't necessarily see otherwise.
Yeah.
And I really give a shit.
Absolutely.
Like, I give so much of a shit. Sometimes I feel like I give too much of a shit.
Yeah.
But I don't know how cool as a pop star it is to really give that much of a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
But I love it so much, and I'm so grateful for my job, and I'm so grateful that like tonight's show is sold out and people have actually spent their hard earned cash on coming down and partying with me on their Friday night.
Yeah.
You know, that there's not many feelings that feel as validating and comforting and welcoming as that.
And they're coming to see you and you alone.
Yes.
Yes.
How cool is that?
Now, like, after many years of working hard, your powerful voice has been heard around the world. You've been working with big names, you win awards, you put plaques on the wall. Like, especially after everything you just said, like, how do you feel right now?
Like, I'm only just starting.
Yes.
And you know how crazy that is for me? Because, like, I guess, you know, like, the UK was so hard to break. And now I'm at a stage where I'm 12 years in, I'm 30. There's, like, some life stuff that I would like to tick off.
Yeah.
Getting married, buying a house, you know, maybe thinking about starting a family.
Yeah, like the grown-up stuff.
Like the grown-ups do.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And and yet I'm like having this battle of still being a quote-unquote pop star in dance music. And like I really want stuff to move quite quickly in Europe and in America. And essentially I want to then move on to South America and Brazil and then go up to Asia and do a tour. Like, I want world domination.
Yes. Yes,
and
I love
that.
And
the UK's such a small island. I've got so many bigger islands to conquer.
You're on your way.
Yeah, wish me luck.
Well, I don't think you're going to need it, actually.
I hope not. Thank you.
Listen, I guess we're running out of time, but I want to do like one final thing because we're good. Okay. Well, like, now I feel a little embarrassed asking you this because, like, I want the focus to be on you. But, like, obviously you worked with big names, mm-hmm. you know, and you started out when you were very young, like 19, as you said. Mm-hmm. So, like, I wonder, like, did you meet anyone on the way, like veterans in the business that, like, what's the best advice you ever got?
I guess, interesting. I guess a friend of mine, Ella Rare, she's probably most known for a song with Rudimental called Waiting All Night, but she's done multiple songs with Sagala. She did a record last year with A-Lock. Mm. And she's been probably the biggest rock in my... I look up to her a lot. She went to Brit school. She's very knowledgeable. And when I was in the beginning of my career, I was very underconfident about the way that I looked.
Yeah.
And I felt an enormous pressure being a woman to you know, I can't be like Marshmello or, you know, I can't put or Daft Punk where
just
I can
put a mask on,
put a helmet on my head and still be wildly successful. I don't get that luxury as a woman. Mm. And I remember Ella, she turned around to me and she went, Becky, people want to see what you look like and you need to own your music. You need to be in your music videos. You need to be on the front covers of your records and you need to show people who you are. Mm. Because the moment you show people who you are, the moment they can make an emotional connection, and that's when you get listener investment into your music.
Yeah.
And I think that piece of advice changed my whole outlook on music. Mm. And now actually I don't really think it makes much of a difference how you look. Obviously it helps if you look like Dua Lipa.
Yeah.
But we're not all blessed with the same genes.
I guess you're right.
But you know, I'm proud of who I am and I'm proud of the music I make, and I think her point was show that.
Yeah.
So shout out Ella Rare for that one.
Yeah, and shout out to you for sharing that, because I think a lot of people out there will appreciate that.
I hope so.
Yeah, I know so. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I have a saying, and I've always had this saying, but it's easier to quit. And it's easier to quit for a very good reason.
Yeah.
Because this job is in equal parts beautiful, incredible, amazing, as it is awful and soul destroying, and you spend a lot of the time questioning yourself and whether and your self-worth directly affecting your commercial worth, which I think isn't great.
That was actually that was like perfect. That kind of like sums it up, right?
yeah absolutely.
Like, lastly, I need to let you guys go because you're playing a show tonight.
But I could speak to you all day. This interview's been so lovely. Thank you so much.
Thank you. But I want to, like, so, like, when it comes to your new album, so I wondered if you could, like, pick out, like, three songs for me now. And number one, I was wondering if you could tell me what song that says the most about where you feel you are in your life right now.
I would have to say the title track, True Colors.
Yeah.
It's one of the angriest...
Yeah.
And most confident, empowered song that I've ever written. And it has been a joy to perform on this tour, actually.
Right. Okay, so number two, the songs that will get like people through a tough day.
A tough day. Well, what gets me through a tough day is a record called Swim. Which again is a little bit like, Outside of Love in terms of concept. Like the lyrics are, you used to answer straight away, now you just let it ring.
Yeah.
You used to wipe my tears away, now all you do is swim. Now all I do is swim. So there's that one. But I think there's a couple of really happy tracks on there. One of them is a song called Multiply, which I think is coming out around the album. So I'm excited for people to hear that one. It's a bit of a banger, that one.
Nice. And lastly, the song that you would pick out to be like the soundtrack of falling in love.
A song called Man of My Dreams.
And that's it. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure talking to you. Oh, dude. Say again?
Tristan Tech.
Hey!
Yeah,
nice.
I've been coming here for a while.
That's right.
Picked up a couple things.
Thank you so much for stopping by and good luck tonight.
Christian, thank you so much. You've been a dream. Thank you.
VG-lista Top 40. Podcast.
Du har hørt en podcast fra Podplay. En enklere måte å høre podcast på. Last ned appen Podplay, eller se podplay.no.
Eier du din egen bedrift? Da betalingsløsningen fra SumUp det du har drømt om. Hold styr på alt fra ordrer, betalinger og kvitteringer, til refusjoner, salgstall og produktkataloger. SumUp gir deg kontroll på alt på ett og samme sted. Kjøp SumUp og selvkjøp.